Hi, so this is Sunshine Corvair, and I was told that being new to GWA, you should probably do a questionnaire. So I found a few, and one that I really like is the Crunchy Sexistentialism Questionnaire. Not only because Lustful Crunch has got to be one of the best Reddit names I've ever heard of, but it's an interesting one. So here are my responses. I do have to preface this with I am slowly getting over like a laryngitis spell, so my voice is a little more gravelly than it is naturally right now, but hopefully it makes sense and it doesn't bother y'all too much. So the first question is, you put aside your phone, book, or whatever else that has been keeping you up, close your eyes, and prepare to sleep. What do you think of before you succumb? Honestly, I fall asleep pretty fast, in like a matter of a few minutes. And typically, if I have trouble falling asleep, I design a house. I know it sounds dumb, but I design like the layout of a house, and then I furnish all the rooms, and that usually helps me get to sleep really fast. It's a lot easier than counting sheep or counting back from 100. So that's just my trick. It's weird, I know, but it works for me. Question two, sex. How much is too much? Oh, man. Ideally, it wouldn't matter. Like, there could not be enough sex with the right person. Or, but I think, like, if you're having an off day or something, then maybe cuddles are better than sex. But I don't know. I'm a pretty lusty girl, so I'd say probably There's no limit to that with the right guy or girl. Or few, who knows? Number three, you are to compete with everyone on GWA for most orgasms in a day. What's your secret trick that will lead you to the most glorious victory? Oh, easy. My secret trick is I am hella, hella ticklish on my lady bits. And honestly, my record in the span of 3 hours was like probably over 50 orgasms. It's that ticklish. So there's actually, at the gym that I go to, there's an exercise bike with a beautiful seat on it that hits me just the right way. So I always try to end every workout with a nice bike ride to completion, if you catch my drift. But I'd say that's probably my secret trick, is that I'm super ticklish. Number four. If ever, how often do you think of why you are on GWA? Also, if you know, would you like to tell us why you are? Honestly, I got on here because I used to make erotic audios on Tumblr like years ago, just because I was always told that I have a good voice for just talking. And I dated a guy briefly that I used to make erotic audios and send it to him, and we'd have phone sex because we were living in different parts of the city. And so after that, it just got to be fun. Like, we broke up and I was like, oh, I still like doing it. So I put them on Tumblr, and then, you know, life took over, so I stopped, and then I was listening to a podcast, and they mentioned GWA on it, and so I looked into it and thought, oh my gosh, I could do this here. There's a whole community of people that do it. It's not just some random weirdo that puts it on Tumblr, so that's why I came here. Plus, I like listening to everybody, and it's fun to go grocery shopping or, you know, drive to work on the commute and listen to someone get off or describe their fantasy, or, you know, it's nice. It keeps a little sexiness in your day. Question five. Do you ever observe yourself thinking? How about thinking about observing yourself thinking? I think a lot. I don't know. Honestly, I daydream a lot, so I get lost in thought, or I'll think about, you know, oh man, that career sounds fun. I might want to try to do that. But I usually catch myself. I try to stay present as best I can, but I do think, I don't know, my thoughts wander a lot. I'm terrible at meditation, just because I can never seem to quiet my mind, at least. Number 6. So you are to dom someone who's usually a dom. How does this go down? Oh, do you think you'd succeed? I do think I'd succeed, honestly. I know it's a gay community term, but I consider myself a power bottom only because I could never really give up 100% control. You know, I could do 95% and be submissive for you for 95%, but I'd still hang on to that last bit and make you work for it and sass and try to get you off before you get me off. That's always a competition, man. Always a competition. So I think I'd be very successful. I'd probably obey them most of the time. And then once I noticed that they were getting closer to coming, then I'd probably take over and exert my power because they'd be helpless. I mean, everybody wants that release, right? Number 7. Why do you think you have the kinks and sexual preferences that you do? Are they a mystery? Or do some of them perhaps have a little story? Honestly, I think, like everybody, I'm into BDSM. I don't care for extreme violence or rape or incest. Like, I've got a lot of hard limits, but I think I'm pretty adventurous. I think the source of it mostly is just being sort of a hedonist and wanting to explore life and embrace it and feel good and feel pleasure, even if it's kind of a strange source of it. You know, like, for the longest time, I wasn't into choking, and then I just one day was like, oh, we should try this. So I told my boyfriend at the time, I was like, could you just like, you know, squeeze my neck or maybe bite my shoulder? And it just made my orgasm better. So then from there on, I knew that was on my checklist of things I enjoyed. So I think the source of it really is just, I like pleasure and I like bringing pleasure to other people. Number 8, in 3 words, describe one of your best sexual experiences. Catholic confessional lesbian. Those would be my 3. And it was amazing and sexy and risky, and she was beautiful. But yeah, for sure, that would be the best. Number 9. What word has the most power over you in bed and why? Oh man, that's tough. I would have to say slut. That is one of my favorites, because you could either, being called that, you could either prove you're not a slut and obey, or you could embrace it and show the person just how slutty you can get. And I usually go for the second one. I usually go for very slutty. Just because it's a preference, but I'd say that's probably my favorite word, is slut. Mm-hmm. Number 10. How do you view your past self, be it from yesterday or a decade ago? I think I view my past self with compassion. I think as humans, we experience and we change and we evolve, not only our mind and our thinking, but also our wants and desires. So I don't see my past self as like cringy or, you know, something to run from. I've learned from since that time period. So I see it as sort of a less refined version of my current self, I should say. 11. What have you learned about yourself recently? Well, I've learned that I am not good at being sick. I don't like to be dependent on other people, and I don't like having to be bedridden and chained to a Kleenex box, for sure. But I also think that, I don't know, I embrace change now with a different perspective than I used to. I think I'm a little more optimistic than I used to be. And certainly finding GWA and GWA backstage, I feel more communal and more at ease with being myself and not really having to change to fit my situation, I suppose. Number 12, what type of voice gets you going more so than any other? Ooh, okay. So I am a sucker. Oh, I'm a sucker for a deep-voiced Irish man. I don't know what it is, but it just tingles every molecule of my body and immediately makes me want to just fuck his brains out. And, I'm enchanted with it, I guess. Irish or Scottish, but it's got to be a deep male voice, like a big, burly man that's going to just rip you limb from limb kind of thing. A little bit of danger. I'm a sucker for a dangerous guy. Number 13, what's your favorite cereal? If none, please explain your mysterious distaste to cereal. It's going to sound really stupid, but my favorite cereal is Trix and the fruit-shaped ones that they just got back on shelves. Because they taste way better than just like the spherical little puffs of cereal. But Trix has always been my favorite. It's fruity and all of them taste the same, but together it's just like a party in your mouth. And I could eat that for the rest of my life and get severe diabetes and probably be the size of a house, but it would be delicious. 14, voila, God exists. What has confused him the most about you? I believe in a God. Like, I believe in a few gods, but I don't think he'd be confused, because I think I'd just try to live as best as I could, you know, without causing pain to other beings on Earth, you know, animals, people. So I'd try to, I don't know, I don't think he'd be confused about me. Maybe like my really raunchy, dirty mind when I get super turned on. But I don't think he'd be confused. I don't know. Maybe somebody else would answer that question better. 15. Lastly, you get to pick whatever life you want to live. No limits, time, sci-fi, whatever. You need to fulfill your optimal living. Tell us about it, and then ask yourself, is GWA still part of that life? Oh man, if I could pick any life to live, I would want to be... Oh, there's so many choices. Oh man. I'd probably say I'd want 5 years of being an astronaut, because I love space, and I'm a total nerd when it comes to planets and galaxies and, you know, weather on other planets and solar systems and things like that. I'd want to be an astronaut for 5 years. And then I'd want to be a go-go dancer at a club that I owned for 5 years. And I'd do like a 1960s kind of style where there was, you know, bird cages that dancers danced in and sequins and just beautiful textures and smoking and drinks and good music. But I love that 60s lounge kind of era with tassels and fringe and, oh, I just love it so much. And high ass heels. I love it. I would want to do that for 5 years. I would love to study disease outbreaks and travel the world just studying like indigenous medicine and how to prevent disease and, you know, how to make the most vulnerable populations of a community better equipped for survival, I'd probably want to do that a lot for more than 5 years. But I don't know, there's just so much to experience, I think, worldwide and in life, that it would be incredible. And yes, of course, GWA would still be part of it, because you're always going to want to share that with somebody. And the more experiences you have, the more inspiration you have for dirty audios to get other people off, right? So, yeah, that's, oh man, that would be it for sure. But of course, I'd still keep my slutty bad girl side, depending on if I had followers. So that has been my answers to the Crunchy Sexistentialism Questionnaire by Lustful Crunch, which again is one of the best names I've ever come across. And I hope you liked listening to it. I do again apologize for my squeaky voice, but hopefully that gives more insight into myself and that you like the stuff I post. So please send me a comment or suggestions or just even a hi message. That's fine too. And I'll see y'all around. Bye.